Reckless Kelly, Pure Quill on the morning show on Coke FM. And on the phone right now, Cody Braun from Reckless Kelly. Cody, how you doing this morning?
Great. How you guys doing?
Man, great. Thank you for joining us this early. And we appreciate you joining us on a fun Friday. You got a couple of big shows coming up at Whitewater Amphitheater down in New Braunfels. Amber, what's the story on these shows?
So it is part of their farewell tour, and it will be June 28th, 29th. Tickets are on sale right now. If you haven't been to Whitewater to see a show, get there. This would be a great one to go see for sure.
And by the way, Cody, I'm Scotty Bennett. That right there is Amber Sorensen, and we're the new morning show on Coke FM. And you're one of our first victims this week. This is actually our first week as the Coke FM morning show. So we appreciate you joining us and helping us out.
Well, welcome aboard, y'all. Glad to have you.
And what else have you been up to? I mean, I know the farewell tour, is it truly the farewell tour, or is it the George Strait type farewell tour?
It's a little more the latter. We're basically retiring from being on the road 150 days a year.
I can't say goodness. I blame you.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, we've been, you know, next year will be our 30th year as a band.
Right.
And, you know, we've hit it pretty hard every year. You know, I mean, we used to tour over 200 days a year. And, you know, we love doing what we do, but man, it's just kind of gotten to the point where just that many days on the road away from family and home has gotten to be more than we bargained for at this age. And, you know, it's just, we're finding other ways to kind of approach the musical spectrum. And, you know, the business changed so much over the last, you know, 10, 20 years, and, you know, trying to keep up with everything has been more than challenging, to say the least. And, you know, it's just kind of, I think, a bit of a pause so we can kind of recollect our thoughts and like I said, find a different way to approach the whole thing.
Well, I love you guys for that, and I love that for you. I've obviously been a fan as a local Austinite for a long time. You guys are Austin-based, so we couldn't be more proud of you and for you, and we applaud it.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, we've been here since 96, and our plan was to move here for 3 years, and we just never left.
That happens to a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Yeah, well, the music scene here is so great, and you know, we've met so many amazing people, and just kind of fell in love with the whole Texas music culture, and we're really proud to be part of the whole scene, and I couldn't think of a better place to be as far as playing music goes.
And the Braun name carries a lot of weight in the music business with, you know, the names that got you started. How old were you when you first went out on the road as a family, like in your teens, early teens, right?
Yeah, even younger. I mean, my dad always had a dance band and traveled around Idaho and the Northwest mostly. And we would go on the road when we were kids. My mom was a stay-at-home mom, so we just loaded up the motorhome and we'd go on the road with dad in the summertime, and then usually took most of the winters off. And then we started playing instruments. Well, my dad got us instruments for Christmas every year, so we started playing when we were like seven. I started playing fiddle when I was seven, and all my brothers kind of started jumping up on stage around, you know, between 5 and 10 years old. And
that's amazing.
Then we kind of put together a family band, and we toured for almost 10 years as that band.
And you guys were on the Tonight Show, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We did. Yeah. We got to do it a couple times, once with Jay Leno when he was co-hosting for Johnny, and then they had us back a month later with Johnny. So we got to do it twice, and back in the old days.
I was going to ask you what your favorite memory was for the last 30 years, but that's got to be way up there by the top.
That's definitely one of them. We were so young, and you know, we didn't really know. We didn't watch the late night show. We were only 10 or 12 years old, so you know, we didn't have any idea what a big deal it was until we got done with it and got home, and everybody was talking about it. So then we kind of figured it out. I was glad I didn't know what a big deal it was at the time.
Oh yeah, I can't imagine being that age and realizing exactly what you're getting into. But and when Amber and I do music interviews, we always love Amber's take on. You know, we talk music, and a lot of times you guys are tired of talking about music and tired of talking about the tour, but Amber always has another take on some questions for the artist. So, Amber, do you have a couple you can throw at Cody real quick?
I do, but first of all, Cody, I've been sitting over here going, don't fangirl, don't fangirl, don't fangirl. I can't.
Because I'm holding up a sign that says don't
do
fangirl.
Not fangirl. Yeah. I respect you. I respect everything you guys have done, but you in particular have jumped on and helped so many musicians, and you play all the instruments, and you've done so much in studio and helped so many careers. So I just want to say well done and just bravo.
That's the fangirl alarm. So please ask the questions.
But he does. Cody's all over the place. Like Memphis Key, you know, when Jason was here, you jumped in with them and did some projects. But I do have a couple of questions for you really quick. And this is the hot seat. All right. Okay. So these are the hard hitting questions. First of all, when you won your Grammy, do you carry it around with you still?
We just take it out to the bars just when we're drinking.
Because I would be like, don't treat me like you would treat me like you would every other Grammy Award winning artist, please. Thank you.
Don't pay any attention to this thing around my neck.
That's right. It's like,
don't you think? I would wear it as a necklace everywhere. Is a Grammy, is it heavy? Is it like when you hold
they
it,
are,
is it heavy?
Yeah, they've got some good weight to them.
Wow.
Metaphorically, too.
Yes.
Also, what is your favorite? So you guys are actually from the Northwest, from Idaho, which is beautiful and cold. So even though the heat is here, like, I mean, what's the thing you miss most about Idaho? Do you get to go home a lot?
Yeah, we get up there a lot. My brothers all have places up there. I don't have a place because they all do, so I can stay for free because I'm a carpetbagger. But, I miss the mountains a lot, you know. I mean, just being able to get outside and away from people, I think, is probably the thing I miss the most.
Yo, Tombien.
I mean, Idaho's got second or third in the nation of, you know, public land. So there's just so much land available. And, where we grew up, you can literally walk out the back door and walk for 5 minutes and you're in the middle of nowhere. So
man,
I do miss that. And, the weather in the summertime is much cooler up there, so I do miss that a bit. But
I went to Coeur d'Alene, once.
It's very similar to Texas. The people are very similar, I think.
Cool. And Amber, you have another question?
Yeah, last question. When you guys are on the road, what are your favorite snacks?
Oh, God. Unfortunately, anything they put in front of us.
That is very musician of you to say.
Yeah. Just take out the green M&Ms.
And who's messiest? Who's messiest on the road?
I'm a jerky nut. I love any kind of jerky.
Good jerky, yeah.
Great to, it's a fun thing to sample in different places. Every place has kind of their own little hometown jerky stand. So I'm always looking for those, and that's kind of my go-to snack.
Note to self, bring jerky to New Braunfels June
28th.
Yeah.
So Cody Braun from Reckless Kelly, two big shows at Whitewater Amphitheater on the farewell tour. And it's not necessarily goodbye, but it's just farewell for now. And again, those shows, Amber, what dates?
June 28th and 29th. Tickets are on sale at whitewaterrocks.com. And make sure you get out there. I will be there for sure.
It's going to be really fun. We've, been planning these for about a year now. And, we've been wanting to play out there for a while. And the first night we've got Steel Woods.
Oh, wow.
A great band. They're also kind of taking a hiatus after this summer. So any fans of Steel Woods are going to want to come out because they're going to be taking a little hiatus as well. And then our buddy Bree Bagwell is going to open that night as well. And then the next night, Courtney Patton is going to start the show. And then we're going to actually back up Steve Earle for a whole set of songs, of his songs.
Oh, wow.
So Reckless Kelly will be his band for a whole set doing a bunch of Steve's hits. So we're super psyched about that. We've been huge Steve Earle fans since we were kids, and he was a big influence on the band, just like the sound and what kind of we wanted to sound like when we started out. And so getting to be on stage with him and play those songs is a huge honor, and I think it's going to be a really lot of fun.
Well, we couldn't be more excited for you guys. And again, we've been big fans forever, and this is exciting. Two shows, Whitewater Amphitheater, and y'all need to get tickets out there. And the website, Amber?
WhitewaterRocks.com. You can also find a link on Coke FM. And we are running a giveaway, you guys, right now for tickets to the show. So check CokeFM.com.
Sweet.
And Cody, thank you so much for the time, man. It's great talking to you, and good luck.
Sir, thank
you. If you come back out of retirement or the farewell just isn't quite enough, please let us know, because we'll be right here with you.
Scotty, Amber, thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. Good luck with the new morning show. And yeah,
thank
we'll
you.
Be around. I'm not going anywhere. I'll be in Austin and probably bouncing around whoever will have me.
Woohoo!
We'll get you
soon,
in,
I'm sure.
We'll get you in studio next time. Cody Braun right here on the morning show on Coke FM. Make sure you get those tickets. WhitewaterRocks.com. Coming up at the end of the month, two big shows. And that's going to be incredible. So thank you again, Cody. And we'll see you here on the other side, right here on the morning show on Coke FM.